as an entrepreneur, you're going to end up feeling some sort of depression, some sort of loneliness. And it happens to the best of us, and it happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. It's actually called entrepreneur depression, literally. It's got a term for itself. But I'm going to share with you exactly how you can overcome it, what I've done, and most importantly, how you can possibly avoid it.
This is the Learn Beyond Labs podcast, the world's best podcast for those looking for cutting-edge strategies to make real passive income online. This is your host, Dan DeSilva.
So let's just dive right into it. There's a lot of stages, okay? There's more so than anything five stages. And, you know, I'm going to sit here and tell you that I've been through this. It's painful. Even like, I guess some would say even, you know, kind of recovering, if you will. Now, it sounds really bad. It sounds like I'm a drug addict or something. But, you know, the first stage of before you even get it is like your depression, your entrepreneurial depression, is you have this idea, you have this big vision that you want to go after. And the first stage is you basically telling yourself and motivating yourself that, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make this thing happen. Whether it's starting an e-com store, whether it's, you know, building an agency, whether it's, you know, just literally doing whatever, like legitimately whatever it is, you're gung-ho about this. And so you go ahead and you start working. And this is where stage two comes in. So stage one is, you know, you found this idea and you go ahead and you start getting, you know, not some traction, but you just start working to obtain traction. So stage two is you're focused. And, you know, when you focus, you'll notice that your attention becomes, and this is exactly what focus is in case you don't know, but your attention becomes very driven towards one single thing, right? So, for example, when I get focused into one of my businesses, for example, when I get focused into building a dropshipping store, my attention for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day is on that store, on ads, on email, on text follow-up, on abandoned cart sequences. Like, it's on so many different things, but I'm focused, I'm dialed in. And the problem with that is when you dial in, you tend to ignore people. Now, you probably don't do it on purpose. And, you know, you probably don't mean to, but you start to neglect some people. And I got a story for you over here. And my very first, not my very first, kind of like my second girlfriend, she, you know, we were on a different path, if you will. And so my focus was starting my business, was starting to build the business that you know today, starting to build my personal brand. And so, you know, my focus was all on that, and I had to kind of take my focus and attention away from her. And that affected our relationship. It affected it so bad to the point where she's my ex-girlfriend for a reason, is because I wanted to focus on this. She wanted my attention, but I wanted to put my focus here on building and growing, right? And so this is where stage three happens. You know, it's the conflict. Stage three is the conflict stage, and it's a conflict of growing and building what you want or going back to what you're used to. Now, a lot of people will go back because they're comfortable, and I could have gone back. I could have said, okay, I'm just going to go and get a regular job. I'm going to, you know, spend as much time as I can with my significant other, whatever it is, you know, dedicate more time to my friends and family, or go out and drink with the boys, or, you know, whatever it is. And so I got to this, you know, point in the road, this fork in the road, and I needed to decide right there and then what I wanted to do was either pursue what I'm going to do, knowing that I'm going to lose majority of my friends, or I'd have to stop chasing a dream, pursuing what I want, and I'd have to go ahead and, or I would choose just to live ordinarily, if you will. And so this is the conflict that you're going to face, and this is the fork in the road that will inevitably lead you to that depression. Now, entrepreneurial depression is for entrepreneurs, because no matter which route you take, you're going to face it. Because here's the thing, ready? Let's call a spade a spade. Let's say you decide to give up on your dream. You decide to give up and stop, you know, working on an agency or whatever the business model you want to go after. When you stop with that, you don't have a goal. And when you don't have a goal, life becomes very boring. It's very pointless, right? There's nothing to look forward to. So you become very, you tend to become very depressed. A lot of depressed people typically don't have, you know, something to look forward to. They think life's very bland. And, you know, at the root of it, on the other side, like, let's just say you decide to pursue, you know, building your business and whatnot. What happens here is you tend to lose the people that were there with you in the beginning, whether, you know, it might be a girlfriend, might be a lot of friends, best friends, whatever it is. But you'll notice that they start to drift and you start to drift from them. And this is your defining moment, okay? Stage three is your defining moment. This is the conflict moment. This is when you need to decide what you want to do, like I just explained. However, your defining moment is going to hopefully allow you to push forward and build the lifestyle, the dream that you want, which again would probably be going out there, creating a passive income stream, or you know, not working for somebody else, starting your own business, whatever it is, right? So stage four, after we hit the conflict stage and you define the moment, you have your defining moment, you define exactly which route you want to take, it's you need to push forward. Okay, stage four is about pushing forward, but overcoming the feeling of being alone. And if you're wondering how I have these all mapped out in stages, is because I like literally wrote down the stages of how I felt for the last like 5-6 years as I built this empire. And so, you know, I went ahead and I decided to push forward. It's very lonely, but being an introvert, it kind of helped me here because I was always used to being left alone, or I enjoyed being left alone. And a lot of people, they don't like the feeling of loneliness. A lot of people, what they would do is they'd rather go out to like a bar or a pub with their friends on a Friday night. And that's, you know, that's their life. However, on a Friday night for me, I would have to tell my friends, no, I can't go, or no, I don't want to go, or I have to do this, I have to finish this. It was a hard thing to do. It was building discipline. And the other thing that I'll say is that people can only reach out to you so many times before they stop reaching out to you, right? So think about it. If you reach out to somebody, hey, you want to hang out? No. 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 And then you assume the answer is going to be no the entire time. So you stop reaching out. Same exact thing that's going to happen to you is they're going to, you know, your friends or the people you used to hang out with are going to ask you to hang out. And your answer is going to be, I'm too busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Perhaps maybe it's even better for you because you guys are on the same path. However, stage five, and this is what I've really put together and really figured out. And this is very, very hard to do. But once you do this, it creates that path for you that you so desperately need and seek. Stage five is to overcome all of this. You need to keep a circle of people close to you that are closely related to what you're doing. So it can be, and this is where, you know, in person would be great, but typically virtually is where you're going to find a lot of people. And I have a lot of friends, and specifically right now, my close group of people, my close-knit, you know, group of people that I talk to every single day that, you know, they're pretty much my best friends: Onyx Singhal, Jimmy Kim, owner of Sendlane, Fred Lam, owner of iPro. So those are like literally those are my best friends. However, it's how I got to them, how I even got to talk to somebody like Onyx and Jimmy and Fred. It took a long time. It took me 2 years before I got to Jimmy. Jimmy's best friend was Onyx. And then Jimmy introduced me to Onyx. And then Onyx was like, hey, I really like this kid. And then we all became really best friends. So I want to break this down, stage five, because stage five is what's going to help you get past your hurdles. Because my support group, you know, when I feel down about something, I'll FaceTime Jimmy. Even if he's working, he's in the Sendlane office, he has, you know, 50 employees, you know, he'll answer and he'll be like, listen, and then he'll walk me through whatever it is. But, and same thing, if he needs, you know, some feedback on something, he'll be like, hey, you know, can I get some feedback on this? So here's the thing. In order for this to go ahead and, you know, work for you, you need to start small. You need to go out there and you really need to go. And the best way I can say is for a lot of people that, you know, are in a certain community, you want to link with other people in the community. So let's just say you're a YouTuber, for example, and you have 1,000 subscribers. You want to go ahead and you want to make friends with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, as many other YouTubers with 1,000 subscribers as you can. And you want to see how you can help each other. Maybe it's make content, or maybe it's just talk and share ideas, share what's working, whatever it is. And this is how I started off. I started off going and finding the community of people that were doing the same thing I was doing. I learned from them. And then here's the thing, is that you start small, right? And then you expand as you grow. Meaning that the initial five people, or even as a matter of fact, the initial two people that I was really close friends with in the very beginning, you know, years and years ago, I'm still friends with them. However, we don't run in the same circle anymore because I've evolved past them. And that's okay. That is what you want to do. And you're going to outgrow your circle, but you don't ever want to forget them. And that's a big thing here, is because, you know, the kid who got me into everything, he was like 14 at the time, and he lived in Israel. And his name is Yair Dolev. Yair Dolev. And so he got me into, you know, the whole marketing scene and whatnot, e-commerce, internet marketing, all of that. And he was 14 at the time, and I was 18, and he was one of my close friends, and we're still friends till this day. But, you know, he doesn't market anymore. He's a programmer, and he's building, you know, a tech company in Tel Aviv. And so the other day, you know, he reached out to me. He was like, "Hey, would you like to make a donation to, you know, my I think it was maybe his temple?" And I was like, "Sure. How much do you need? How much do you guys want?" And he's like, "Well, whatever." I'm like, "Hey, you want X amount of money?" He's like, "Sure, that'd be great." And so again, I donated that. But here, it's not about the donation. It's the fact that you never want to. If I said no, you know, go screw yourself. Like you, no. That's just a horrible thing to do. You never want to turn away anybody, especially as you keep growing. And the best, you know, example that I can give, even for myself personally, who's outgrown me tenfold, literally tenfold, is another one of my best friends, Kevin David. And you know, I started YouTube before him. And he went way harder than me at it. And I had like 100,000 subs. He had like 40,000. And now he has, I think, 1 million subscribers, and I'm at like 140,000. But again, he's outgrown me tenfold, but he's still in my circle. I'm in his circle, and he's introduced me to other people that have allowed me to expand into other circles and learn other things. And that is what really will keep your mind at ease and really off of the whole depressive state, is having that circles. Because when I feel down, I'll reach out to Jimmy or Onik or Kevin and Josue Pena, and I'll just chat with them, see what they're up to, see what they're doing. We'll get on a FaceTime call. We'll just hang out. And that is more powerful than going out to a bar and getting drunk with some hometown friends that aren't necessarily going anywhere. Because the last thing you want to do, and it sounds horrible, but the last thing you want to do is you want to try to disassociate yourself as much as you can from people that aren't going anywhere. And the further you can get from those people, the better it is. And yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, it's going to suck. And yes, you're going to feel like a scumbag. But if you want to grow, you have to do it. And it's unfortunate. It's a reality. Because, you know, that saying, "Show me your five best friends and I'll tell you who you are." That is true. If I told you who my five best friends are, and I just told you some of my best friends, we have Jimmy Kim, we have Onik Singhal, we have Fred Lamb, we have Kevin David, we have Josue Pena. That should tell you exactly who I am and what I'm all about. So that's what I wanted to cover here today, is depression and entrepreneurship, why it happens, and the five stages. So stage one is the I'm going to do this stage. Stage two is, you know, being focused, but people are going to leave. Stage three is the conflict, and you need to have that defining moment, whether you're going to push forward or you're going to retract. Stage four is if you do push forward, you know, you're going to feel alone, and you're going to have to, stage five, construct your little inner circle, and you're going to have to keep expanding. And you're always going to want to keep expanding. You can't just go, and I see a lot of people do this all the time. They're like, I'm going to go and talk to Dan right away. I mean, I get a lot of people trying to talk to me every day. But on the flip side, I can't do that with somebody like Russell Brunson. Like, I'm going to go right to Russell Brunson. I'm going to go right to Tony Robbins. That's not how it works. So I have to progressively work my way up there. And so that's exactly what I am, you know, currently doing, and currently, you know, going to, going to accomplish. So with that being said, I just hope you really enjoyed this. And again, since this is a 100% free podcast, there's no ads or anything inside of this. My one thing that I ask from all of you is just to share this, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, and tag me. Tag me on Instagram if you share it. I'll repost you. Tag me on Twitter. I'll retweet you. Just let me know that there are people out there listening to this podcast, and there are people, you know, really paying attention to what I'm saying, and I'm not just blabbing on for 20 minutes of my day trying to help as many people as I can, because I don't really syndicate this podcast like I should, but I might plug it into some email funnels and whatnot and get more people listening. But it's mainly for those of you that absolutely love podcasts, and it would just be amazing if you can just share with, you know, maybe a friend or two who might be in this situation. And please leave a review, especially on iTunes, because one day, somehow, some way, I will end up being on the top of the iTunes podcast. I don't know how. I'm just going to say that I'll be one of the top 10 at least. So again, guys, Dan Fam, I'll catch you guys. Share this, and I'll see you soon.